The Volume.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boxing with Chris Mannix is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there is a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win.
This is Boxing with Chris Mannix.
Oh, somebody punch him in the face.
Anthony Joshua is a composed and ferocious finisher. Watch this.
Andy Ruiz is the heavyweight champion.
Hosted by SI's Chris Mannix.
That was my moment.
Now with interviews, analysis, and everything going on in the world of boxing.
When you have talent, you are given another chance.
Here's Chris Mannix.
All right, Jake Paul is here on August 29th. He will continue his boxing career when he takes on Tyron Woodley. That fight will be in Cleveland, Ohio, and it will take place on Showtime pay-per-view. Jake, I'm recording this with you from Vegas, where I'm at the Pacquiao and Ugas fight. And I've had a few people come up to me and just talk about you, and they talk about you in the context of, like, what kind of fighter, like actual professional fighter, boxer, can Jake Paul beat? And my answer is often, like, who cares? Like, I'm not sure I need to see Jake Paul in with, like, you know, 2-7 journeyman as he in fighting five times a year as he makes his way up the ranks. I mean, is that kind of your perception of your boxing career right now?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, no one's ever really been in this exact position as a fighter. You know, I have a duty first and foremost to sell, a lot of pay-per-views with my partnership with Showtime. And I can't go in there and fight garbage men, journeymen like Tommy Fury, who you know, he's 6-0 or 5-0, but he's fought guys with a combined record of like 10-200. No one wants to see that. I have to fight big name people. I have to put on, massive events. But, you know, as I get better and as I progress in the sport, you know, part of me does want to become a world champion just for fun, just to show the people out there who doubted me and didn't think I could do any of this, to show them that I have what it takes to become one of the greats.
Yeah, it's almost detrimental, though, to your financial success to go up against guys nobody heard of. I mean, you're selling pay-per-views in part because you're going up against recognized names. Ben Askren was a recognized name. Tyron Woodley is now a recognized name. You'd probably lose money by going up against, you know, guys that nobody's heard
exactly.
of.
And that's why, I wouldn't say it's hard, but it's definitely a process to find and figure out who to make a fight with. You know, I've only done it 4 times now as a professional, but I think it's just going to get more and more increasingly hard. But look, you know, I'm just trying to raise the level of my opponents with each fight. I want to continue to challenge myself and continue to fight bigger names. And I think I will earn both of those things, the ability to do both of those things.
How do you balance that, Jake? Because you're trying to get better as a boxer, but you're also trying to make the most marketable fights possible, which sometimes can be in conflict where you're not, maybe you're not facing an opponent that will necessarily make you better, but you're facing an opponent that will get you paid.
I guess I haven't come to that crossroad yet, just because each one of my fights going into it, I was just as, stepping into the unknown as everyone else. Yes, I know what I could do in the gym in sparring. Yes, I beat real pros in sparring in the gym, but I didn't know what was going to happen with Ben Askren. You know, Freddie Roach was like, this guy has knockout power. You know, same thing with Tyron Woodley. He's a five-time UFC champion. He has knockout power. He's known for his striking. He won his belts with his fists. So I'm stepping into the unknown, and I'm testing my own ability and getting more comfortable under the lights. And so I think thus far it's been, you know, pretty easy to match make. I think after this fight, you know, depending on how it goes and what happens, it's definitely going to get increasingly harder.
Where do you see your improvements coming over the last couple of years? Because I do tell people that, you know, you can box. Like, I don't know what level you can box on yet, but, you know, when you see you, when you watch you in the ring, like, there's legitimate technique to what you're doing. It's not just the perception I think people have of, you know, YouTube guys getting in the ring and kind of wildly swinging around. Like, where do you see your improvements coming from the last couple of years?
You know, yeah, I haven't really been able to even show my boxing ability because all the fights have been so short. I haven't been able to show my cardio, my ability to take a punch, my inside fighting, my combinations, my work to the body. I haven't been able to really get in there and go into some later rounds. But, you know, my coaches, BJ and Jay Leon and Jacob, we're trying to become a well-rounded fighter across the board and be able to get through any situation and fight tough at all parts of the ring. So, you know, a lot of improvement on just ring IQ and getting sparring in the gym. You can't replicate that anywhere else. And, that's really been the main focus, is just sparring and getting the experience under my belt.
You know, my ears kind of perked up when Showtime signed you to that multi-fight deal, because in a lot of ways that legitimized you in the boxing world, with Showtime's kind of getting into the Jake Paul business. How did that partnership come about, and what have, like, been the discussions about what your kind of multi-fight deal with them will look like?
Yeah, so my manager, Nikisa, and advisor, Nikisa, he has been amazing and has been crushing it for me on the business side of things. And after the Triller fight, you know, everyone saw what happened. They saw the pay-per-views. They saw how viral that knockout was with Ben Askren. And there was a lot of people talking to us, you know, about different deals. But at the end of the day, we wanted to go with Showtime because, like you said, it's the most legit, you know, media company in boxing. And Steven Espinoza has been so great. And I wanted to partner with the biggest people and the best people to make the most historic events and really take boxing to a whole nother level. But yeah, like I'm so excited, and it was a dream come true. And like, when I actually signed the deal, I was like, this is crazy. Like, how did we get here? And it happened so fast. It's like, the level that this has gotten in the past literally 19 months, like, you were there for my first pro fight,
yep,
you know, in Miami. the level that this has gotten in this short amount of time is crazy. And Lord only knows, like, how big this can get. All I got to do is just keep on knocking people out.
You've talked about changing boxing and being part of that. Like, what does that mean to you? Like, what needs to change about boxing?
I think there's a lot, you know, I think how divided it is one of the biggest problems, and how the promoters don't want to make the big fights happen. There's too many belts. People don't know who's the champion. Everyone's a champion, honestly. Like, there's way too many divisions, organizations. So I think that first and foremost, like, how do we unify boxing and make there one champion for each weight class, and make it so that Anthony Joshua and Fury have to fight, and you know, Canelo and Caleb Plant have to fight. I saw that they're back in the works, but like that fell out for a second. You know, we want to see these big fights. That's how this sport grows. And there needs to be, I was just thinking about this other day, like why aren't there like boxing jerseys? Like if I was a kid and I was a fan of Jake Paul or Manny Pacquiao, why can't I go to blahblahblah.com and get their jersey or get their gloves? Like there's no unified spot for like fans to fall in love. If you're a UFC fan, you can get merch. If you're an NFL fan, you can go get the jersey. The boxing is like so segmented. And by the way, it just needs more content, more media, more hype behind it. You know, that's why I think MMA took over for a long time, is because the UFC was doing so good at their media, at their selling the fights. And so I think we're starting to see that come back with boxing and just getting more eyeballs and the youth interested. I could talk on this for like so much longer, but
no, but you're 100% right about the first part. Definitely with guys not fighting each other, too many belts. It's the never ending problem though, Jake. Like there's almost no solution. Like sanctioning bodies are shameless. Promoters don't give a damn. Like they just continue to bleed their core fan base for every nickel that they have. That's frankly why a lot of promoters and clearly networks were excited about you right from jump, because they thought you'd bring new fans into the game.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a problem. And I've thought like, how do we solve this? And I don't know if there's really a solution. It's a tough one, but you know, I think boxing will evolve, and it's just about more people becoming fans of the sport, I think, is what is going to help it continue to grow and continue to be on this trajectory where pretty soon boxing is going to be more popular than MMA again.
I hope so. As far as your boxing career goes, what's your end game? I saw your the board you post on Instagram. Timmy Fury was a nice touch, by the way. That was not subtle. I had a good laugh at that one. Is he kind of, I know you joked about the guys he fought and their record, and you're right, there's several Owen whatevers on Tommy Fury's resume. He's fighting on your card here. I mean, you've done a really good job of kind of setting up your next fight while your current fight is sort of going on. Is he kind of the target for you as far as the rest of this year, early next year?
I think that fight definitely makes sense. And he has to get through his opponent and I have to get through my opponent. So I think it's back to the drawing board after August 29th, but he has the name, he has the record. So it could be the fight to make for sure, but who knows, you know, I knock out Tyrone Woodley first round. It turns into the biggest meme in the world. You know, Nick Diaz, Conor McGregor, Canelo, those guys might want to step up and fight me right now for the payday. You know, after my brother fought Floyd Mayweather, I really realized like anything's possible, to be honest.
I think your brother actually retired Floyd Mayweather. Like he officially retired Floyd Mayweather after that experience. Do you look at Woodley significantly better than the guys you fought up until this point?
I do. I think he's tenfolds better. I think just based on him being a striker, he's been boxing longer than I have. You know, when he was winning his UFC championships, I was, you know, daily vlogging and on Disney Channel. So he's had way more experience under the lights, and he's explosive and he's dangerous. So he is by far the toughest opponent.
I feel like you do that though, Jake, where you mentioned Disney and vlogging and yeah, you know, it's like a subtle way of kind of like luring guys in, like, I'm not that dangerous. Then they get in the ring with you and you are that dangerous.
No, it's not even a way to get people in the ring. Maybe I think it's more so just to like actually like show how funny this is, that I've only been boxing for 3.5 years and I've gotten really good in that amount of time, but this has all happened so fast. And, it's just crazy. So I almost just say it as like a time step. I think people know, or they should know by now, like you can't just knock out another grown ass man in a fight. That doesn't just happen. you have to have legit power and timing and setting up your shots. And that's what I've done 3 times in a row now. So I think people know that I can bang.
Have you surprised yourself at how much you've improved? Like I was part of the brother Logan's first fight too, as well, against KSI, and it, you know, looking at the two of you, like, he's got some skill clearly, but you, I think, have more skill as a boxer. Have you surprised yourself in any way?
I have, for sure. You know, as I started to progress, it almost became this exponential thing, because when you never stop doing it and you keep on going, it's easy to change little things or how about try this? Okay, boom, that makes sense. Got it. Oh, try this combination. Boom, got it. So just like anything, the more you do it, the better you get. But I've really dedicated myself and have an amazing team who push me very hard, and they demand a lot from me. And so I think that's been a big part of the reason I've progressed so fast.
I think we're getting to a point too where you against KSI is a pretty big event, either in the UK or back here.
It definitely is. You know, who knows, man, what that kid's doing. Like, I'm ready whenever. I told him we could do it in London. He could be the A side just for fun. And let's do it. Like, no problem, bro. Whenever you're ready. I would, at this point, I would take the fight on 2 days' notice. Like, he could train for a whole year, and I could take the fight on 2 days' notice and still win. Like, we're just at different levels now. But if he wants to sign up to get knocked out, no problem.
So you didn't think much of how he fought against Logan?
No. When I watch that fight back, I'm like, this is embarrassing.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Now, I'm supposed to talk here about what I remember and what I loved about my first car. And that's easy for me to do because I still have my first car. And as long as it keeps running, and so far so good, I intend to have that car probably until the day I die. That's how much I love that car. It is like a child to me. Now, it does require some upkeep, and that's why I'm grateful for a place like eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former MMA champ Tyron Woodley enters the boxing ring this Sunday to take on YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul. I love Jake Paul. And FanDuel Sportsbook's giving new customers exclusively a 30-to-1 odds on either fighter to win. Either one. That's right. Now's the perfect time. Give FanDuel a shot. $150 on a $5 bet. Honestly, you could win it. FanDuel's always hooking you up with exclusive odd boosts, promotions, so much more. It's why it's America's number one sports book. Don't miss out. Chance to win $150 on a $5 bet. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. That's all you do. Sign up. Promo code Colin. I'm on there every day. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Check it out. Promo code Colin. C-O-L-I-N. 21 plus and present in Colorado, Indiana, or New Jersey. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gaming problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. And 1-800-GAMBLER in Jersey.
Last question for you. Explain to me the robot. I don't know anything about the robot.
So that's the problem bot. And basically, I was like, how come every NFL team and NBA team has a mascot and boxers don't? You know, like Floyd Mayweather was the highest paid athlete for 5 years straight. Like, well, how come he didn't have a mascot? So I was like, yo, I'm going to be the first boxer to ever have a mascot. And that's really where the idea started. And just dreamt up this massive transformer guy and made it come to life. But that's my boy right there.
Is it the same person inside the problem bot every time?
Usually is.
Do you have specific instructions for the problem bot? Because sometimes he'll turn to your opponent and kind of get a little close to him. And I'm wondering what he's going to do there.
I don't give him instructions. It's the problem bot. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. If he gets into some trouble, it's the problem bot. But he definitely does push it. I do know what you're talking about. I've seen him. Yeah. I've seen him insult some people. But hey, here we are.
I think you're right, man. Everybody should have a mascot, or at least some kind of whatever it is, some kind of guy that comes with them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and then the mascots can get into beef. I don't know, man. I'm just trying to do boxing different.
No, it's a good idea and a good plan. Jake, August 20th, Tyron Woodley, Showtime pay-per-view. Good to talk to you, man, and good luck against Woodley.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good day.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.